Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. It's the first day of coverings in Orlando, and I'm with Lindsay Ann Waldrop, the Vice President of Marketing in the Crossville space. Lindsay, how you doing?
I'm great, Kemp. It's good to be here in Florida.
It is. You know, we were in Vegas last year, and I'm not a big fan of Vegas. This show really seems to hum in Orlando, so it's good to be here, right?
It is. I love this show. I think it's a really great slice of what the industry has to offer. And with it being in Florida, I find that we get a greater international presence, and it's a little bit more diverse from our visitors here.
All right. So let me just refresh our listeners' memory. Crossville Tile, made in the USA, big plant in Crossville, Tennessee. And most of your sales are on the commercial side of the business. You are a specified product with the designers and architects, and you hold the number two position from a market share perspective, right?
That is correct, and I find that fascinating working for a company like Crossville, because I think in the industry there's a lot of Goliaths. We're a little bit more of a David, and yet we are a very preferred brand in the A&D community for various reasons, from everything from our logistics and being easy to work with to our designs. So it's quite an honor to be thought of that well.
Well, I can tell you, knowing designers, because we talk to them a lot and work with them a lot, that they do like your service perspective. They like the fact that you're in the United States, but they like, I mean, this is why I think you're very popular. You have very edgy designs, so they like the components that you give them that allow them to wow their clients, right?
We do, and we run the gamut from a very edgy product, like you said, such as shades, which is directional, very kind of dramatic product, to our very natural looking woods and traditional stones. So there is something in a Crossville line for any type of job. We're not pigeonholed into being decorative or boutique-y or just large format. We're very diverse.
All right, so let's talk about business. Give us a read on how your sales are doing in 15, say, versus last year.
You know, I think everyone in the entire United States is so ready for winter to be over. When Punxsutawney Phil came out and said we were going to have six more weeks, no one was happy. So that's part of the reason I love being in Florida. And those winters do kind of affect our business when we shoot out at the year with a lot of snowstorms and ice storms and things like that. That being said, we are experiencing so much interest, so many specifications. Our salespeople, now that spring has come, are really hopping. So we expect for this to be a very, very good year.
So you're up versus last year?
So far, everything indicates that we will have that happen.
Okay. All right. So let's talk from a product perspective. Obviously, we're at a trade show. Coverings is known as somewhat of a distributor show. We did talk last January at Surfaces about Moonstruck. It's now out. Talk about that for a minute.
So this is our first 18 by 36 domestically produced product. It's in five colors. It launched about 3 weeks ago. The response for this product has been outstanding. We always send samples out to sales before we do the official launch. We were getting specifications before we even had inventory in all of the colors. That's a great problem to have, actually. So we're excited about the response to that and to Ready to Wear, which is a calibrated product. We offer so much high-end rectified product that we launched Basalt and then Ready to Wear in the calibrated line. So that's another product that we're having at the show, is a new calibrated 12 by 24 and 2 by 6 concrete look called Gotham. Very inspired by the urban landscape, with names such as Dockside, Clock Tower, Lamp Post. So imagine the cityscape at night with the fog coming in, and it gives you that kind of vibe to it.
That's very interesting. I have to take a look at that. Okay, let's talk about Thin Tile. There's a lot of news right now about Thin Tile. You've been out for a while. You have the exclusive rights to sell laminum here in the U.S., and you've known for a long time that if it's going to go on the floor, it needs to be the right thickness. And the TCNA is just releasing a draft standard, which is saying the same thing, that if thin tile is going on the floor, it needs to be thicker than 5 millimeters. So talk a little bit about what's going on with laminum with you.
You know, it was very interesting when we first got this product in. we had 3+ as a stocking, which is 3 millimeters with a fiberglass on the back. And some people do put 3+ on the floor. We did not feel great about it. So we launched the 5/6 and said that is our flooring product. Then last year, all of the contractors associations united together and said, we're not putting anything but 5/6 on the floor. And now TCNA is backing that up with their scientific testing. So definitely affirmatives towards our platform of installation and what we have been preaching about this product. We all, every single company that's in this convention center that has a large format porcelain, I want it to succeed in the United States. And in order for that to happen, we need to have standards and we need to hold the line as companies and make sure that everyone is trained and using the appropriate products in the appropriate spaces. So the fact that TCNA is verifying that makes me very happy.
You were telling me before this interview that the format that's selling the most in this thin tile is somewhat rectangular, right?
It is. We use full panels on the wall quite a bit, but on the floor where we're seeing more action is 1.5 meter by 1.5 meter, and then 1x1 for people who want that very square product. But the tile industry as a whole right now and the designer preference is rectangular in nature, so that's where we're seeing the most movement.
So, and the visuals that you have in laminum, just real quickly, tell me about what you're showing there. It's almost a concrete look, isn't it?
We have some that do have a concrete look in the line, but we're also showing a new stone and a new metal. We've got a book match Calicata d'Oro here. We have an onyx look called Onis that's coming in and it's polished. And then we also have e-metalli, which is a 3+, so just for the walls, but it looks almost like an oxidized diamond plate metal. Now, having worked with this material, some people think, oh, that's very technical, or oh, that's very harsh. It's actually an exquisite material to work with as a designer. I'm in love with it. I see a lot of different uses.
All right, before we run out of time, one last thing we need to talk about. Crossville has some big news this year. You have a new president-elect, Greg Mather, correct?
Yes, Greg is here for his very first coverings. And it's an interesting situation to be in because we actually have 3 generations of leadership here. We do have Sven Hoffman here working in his role with all of the different technical groups. And then we have John Smith here, our current president. And then Greg is our president-elect. He will be coming on board in 2016 as the president of Crossville. So he's learning the industry. He comes from a different building category. And we're just very excited to have him here.
Well, you know, for quite a while, Crossville's been led by technically oriented or manufacturing oriented people. And Greg comes in kind of interestingly with a business marketing background because he comes, actually, I think his longest tenure has been with Kimberly-Clark, right?
He does. He's got a lot of consumer packaged goods experience. That's exciting. It's a very different and refreshing take. He also, like I said, has experience in the building industry with Dow Corning. And he worked on the sales side for Moen, a very fashion-driven company. So he has this trifecta of experience across the board that should give us a little bit of different direction than where we've been. I personally am very excited about that. So we'll see how things go in the future. It's going to be a great year.
All right, Lindsay, it's good to talk to you again. Been talking to Lindsay Ann Waltrip, the Vice President of Marketing with Crossville Tile, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaLA.net.